这个视频是
那个大厅里面看的。
So then, that is a story when the bhikkhus, while sitting on the bed on chair, they will spoil it, okay, by sitting and so forth. Put your legs on there, like on the table, like that, on the bed. Whatever dirt is here, it comes all the bed. Bed sheet gets dirty. So then, and. Another thing now, if they will sit on the ground, their robe will be spoiled. All the dirt of the ground will come on your robe. So then,
还有一种情况就是，比方说你直接坐地上的话，你的衣会被那个地上弄脏。
So then, in that case, now he allowed the Nisidana to sit for two reasons: Sanasana Buddhataya, to protect the Sanasana, which is the lodging or bed, chairs, and whatever other. Furniture is inside it, the kuti. And chivara gutataya, and to protect the robe. One's own robe, if one sits on the floor, on dirty grounds, like that. On the grass, on the soil, inside the forest, if one sits and so forth. So you can use nisidana, first spread the nisidana and sit upon. So your chivara will not be spoiled. These are the two reasons. Sanasana gutataya, protect the sanasana. And chivara gutataya, to protect the robe.
他说这样，然后在这个情况下，佛陀之内可以使用坐具。然后这个允许比库使用坐具是两个原因：第一是保护坐卧处，比方说床椅这些东西，然后不会被你那个，如果你身体脏的话，不会被你身体弄脏。然后第二个原因就是保护你自己袈裟。然后比方说你坐在那个地面或者草地或者森林上，你的衣不会被这些地面、草地、森林弄脏。
So, but the real reason, how it started, it is because of the nocturnal ejaculations of the monks. Okay.While the monks were sleeping, they emit semen in the night sometimes. So, and then the bed sheet of the sofa all get spoiled. So, and that is why he allowed the nisidana. That one, the real reason how it started. Of course, later, of course, there were other reasons.
但是这个还不是制定那个使用坐具最早的原因，就是那个就是那个最早真正的那个允许比库使用坐具真正原因是那个比库，然后一些比库晚上做梦遗精，然后那个遗精会把他那固定那个茶盏给弄脏，然后佛陀以这个原因那个制定可以使用坐具。
Especially after months eating this panita bhojanas, like meat, fish, and milk.And milk products like ghee, butter, and so forth. So, the emission of the semen increased. Okay? And involuntarily also because you have a lot of nutritious essence no? inside the body. So, this has to come out in some way. And it comes in the night while sleeping. So, and then instead of the Buddha telling to stop eating this panita bhojanas, He told him how to protect at least the sanasana, how to protect the ropes also.
这种情况是在比库适用就是美味食的时候，那个额泰面，比方说适用肉类、鱼类，尤其还有牛奶，还有牛奶制品的时候，然后这比库一进频率就开始增加。然后但是呢，佛陀看到这种情况，并没有禁止适用美味食，但是佛陀允许使用坐具来保护坐卧处。
Therefore, you also must know that.If you take a lot of sugar, honey, and milk, and butter, and ghee oil, and fish and meat, of course, it's not here. All these dairy products for the panita bhojanas. So you might get also the same effects. In the night, you might emit, and the morning you find all your robes get spoiled, your bed sheets on the robe are spoiled because of semen.
所以说大家也知道，就是说如果你吃那个这些美味食里边，比方说那个糖啊、蜂蜜啊，然后黄油，然后素油、牛奶这些东西吃那个，当然鱼和肉这农村这边没有，而那个这东西这东西你吃多的话，然后在晚上你可能会有一样的问题，然后第二天早上发现，然后那个自己家上船上都被弄脏了。
So if you take in moderate amount, you don't get this effect.
他说如果你只是适量这些东西的话，就不会有这个问题。
But most of the monks here, they eat better than they ate in lay life. Okay.
但是对这大多数出家人来说呢，就是他们在农村里吃的食物比他们在家时候吃的食物更好。对农村里这边大多数出家人说，他们在这吃的食物比在家时候吃的食物更好。对。
So because they get milk, cheese, and butter, and all these things in the afternoon also.
Oh.
The afternoon also they get this butter things and ghee oil, I don't know, they mix a mixture, chatumadura. All these things produce a lot of semen. Okay? These are because they excite the pleasure centers in the brain. That is one reason. Another thing, they have a lot of nutritious essence to produce semen. Once you get this, you get the pleasure in the brain.Pleasure centers in the brain activated. And then you have nutritious essence also, which generate more semen. And then in the night, what happens? Oh, you get spoil your robe, you spoil your bed sheets also.
这个比如说能吃大量牛奶，奶酪、素油，然后到下午他也可以吃素油，然后还可以吃那个超松麦多润菌的那个东西，然后吃这些东西之后呢，然后就很容易那个增长精液。然后他说那个就因为你吃那东西之后，他会那个一个他会刺激大脑某些部位，然后就那个促使你分泌精液，然后就是这些东西本身很有营养，然后那个就是那个提供了你分泌精液所必需的营养物质。
So when I was in Burma, so then in Pauk Center they have the Mittal Monastery. It's called Mittal Monastery.
It's called Chitalapapatta.
Chitalapapatta, but it's called there is Upper Monastery, Lower Monastery is Mittal Monastery. Between Upper Monastery and Lower Monastery is Mittal Monastery.
Okay.
This is reserved only for Parivasa, Manata, and so forth. Okay. So then there was one monk, he told me, many monks now they go for Parivasa, you know. Many monks go for Parivasa. So I told him, why? Because they eat a lot of Chatu Mantra.
然后就是在每天泡那个上院下院之间有个中院，然后这个中院一般用来做别墅或者什么做马达的。然后那个这个中院里有一个比库跟丹章老师说那个说中间现在有很多人正在那个受别墅。然后这丹章说为什么这些人在受别墅？他因为吃那个茶多嘛，都是吃多了。
So then this man was the assistant of Pauk Sayadaw those days. Assistant.Almost every day he has to go and assist the Pauk Sayadaw inside the Kuti. Whenever Pauk Sayadaw will go, somehow he will follow him. So then, but we had a very good connection together, therefore he told me the story.
他说这个比库是帕瓦禅师一个助手，然后那个就帕瓦禅师在谷底的时候经常都去帮忙，然后帕瓦禅师走到那里，然后他也在后面跟着，然后那几年，然后那个跟他那关系很好，所以说跟他讲这个故事。
In Burma is very common. They get bottles from their factories who produce Chatu Madura, and you get ready-made from the factory. And monks, they get a lot of things. I don't know who supplies these things. Maybe Malaysian monk, Malaysia daikas or Singapore daikas. I don't know who. And you get so much. And the monk has to run from the upper monastery to the middle monastery. And stay there for some time.
他说：“因为在缅甸呢，就是那，他那长头发都是用瓶子装的，然后那个在工厂批量生产，然后这然后那个然后也很多世主供养，或者可能是马来西亚或者新加坡世主供养的，然后这比库大量使用这个长头发，对吧？然后那个最后那个然后最后结果就上升到那个去了中院。
”哈哈哈哈哈。Every opposite day there will be abundance. Abundance again.Okay.
sometimes four, sometimes five, sometimes six, abana. Every opposite. Okay, now, abana means monks who finish parivasa manata. Therefore, every opposite day, there are monks who finish parivasa manata. Again, next, again, parivasa manata. So then, I don't want to tell anything, but maybe Chatumadra problem, I don't know. Because I've seen, they prepare a lot of Chatumadra. Yes. Sometimes, what's called this, big vessels.
Oh, yes.
Big vessels of Chatumadra. And monks, they take. Oh, yes. Sometimes they go up to 12 o'clock in the night, 1 o'clock in the night, they take.
Oh.
然后他说在龙山那边几乎每个五个在他日，然后都会有人出队，有时候是四个人，五个人，六个人，这样吧，你不知道吗？
我不知道。
在乌巴萨尔吧，你看后面只要有人在那儿在里边待着的人，一群人坐着，那就出去。然后他说这样，然后这个，然后你发现，然后那个有一群人要结束那个秘书干嘛的。 然后他说他不知道这个原因是什么，他猜测，然后有可能就是吃那个沙特玛多吃的。还有
巧克力，巧克力我吃。巧克力不能吃，他没同意说。然后他说那个，他说相当于不是，有些笔不使用那个很大容器，然后装那个沙特玛多，然后不停的吃。然后有些人是半夜12点，甚至半夜1点才吃。So then, and then we have the sudulu, they told the white garlic, white onion.
They call it
garlic, no?
Yes,
garlic. It's called in Sinhalese sudulu.
Yes, luna itself means onion, but the word luna itself means onion.
Ratulunu. Ratulunu is onion.
Ratulunu is onion.
Ratulunu is red luna. Red, it's called sudu is white luna. Luna itself means only salt.
Only salt. Okay.
But it's sudulu is white salt, but anyway, I don't want to go into etymologies, no?
Okay.
So now, sudulu is garlic.
Okay.
It's called white, actually it's because white color.
Okay.
So then now, regarding this method, actually they eat black because they put so much paper, they burn it. But one point I want to tell you, so then, garlic is aphrodisiac.
What does it mean?
Aphrodisiac means it generates sexual desires. Okay? They are called aphrodisiac foods. It's called who generate sexual desire. So, and if one eats a lot, then of course you get also
sexually aroused.
Emissions. Sexual. It's called thoughts and called emissions also. So, therefore, it is not only Chatumadra here. On plus point, the difference between Pavaksanda, here it is okay, you have Chatumadra, but here is a plus item, that's called, which can contribute for this Parivas and Manatamas.
然后他那个他们炒大蒜就是还有那个会结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结结 Aphrodite. I understand the root now.
Okay, Aphrodite.
Okay, foods.
Okay.
You check, garlic belongs to the top list.
Okay.
Comes to the top list.
Okay. So the word has a Greek root.
From Aphrodite. Yes, Aphrodite, yes, is the, yes, goddess of love.
Yes, yes.
So then, anyway, you can tell him to check if they like, to see what are the aphrodisiac foods, and try to take them in moderation, small amounts, don't take much. So now, usually garlic, if you take 1-2 pieces, so good enough for the day. Okay. And the best is to take them raw.
if you burn it, any of the good qualities destroyed. But the aphrodisiac content does not get destroyed. So then, this monk, they don't get one, two pieces. They take a lot of plate.
Yes, yes, yes.
Plate, like a snake.
Oh.
Snake.
他说那个在平时肉有块可以尝一下哪些是刺激性鱼食物，然后那个对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对 后这边很多那个比如吃大蒜，他不是也吃一半两半，他一次就吃一碟，然后他说那个像蛇一样。
Best dictionary is not, no?
The whole sentence.
So he's asking about so what is the meaning of this pranasiko toti?
然后还包括那个尼西的那萨曼特这个。
你不是那个只是四面拉开？
不，就是这个应该是作句，然后四面。
所以尼西的那萨曼
特。写的波兰阿西古都，阿西 means swap, no? Like, Koto, I know, I have to.
No, okay, this is who he's asking here. So, Nisidana Samanta to Samanchasi.
Why you stretch the Nisidana from around?
Very
small, like he wants to sit. And it was small for him to sit, he has to stretch it from this side, like that. You know, to sit, to make it straight. And still, his legs, his knees will go out. How then is it? So, and he asked him like that. Then what is Shalibana Bande Bhagavata Pikuna Atikudaka Nishinano? Because the Bhagavan is allowed for the monks, very small Nishinana. That is the reason I am stretching.
就是这句话, 这个, 后面有没有如皮匠的意思？这个词
This is simile. This is simile.
就是乳皮匠。
I don't have to ask. Purana means old. Asi means sword. Koto.
Okay.
Maybe this kind of people who use swords. No.
Okay.
Swords. Now it's warriors. With swords. I don't know. Maybe they want to stretch. I don't know. They do something. I don't know. In India, I don't know what it's called. It's like a simile. You have to check this.
Okay.
There is a. This is PTA society. How they translate? Abhihona.
Okay.
How she translate that?
但这个不重要，关键你是要问那个
就是四面拉开
那个
什么翻译
？Maybe the commentary also gives explanation, but this is not important part.
对，因为对
就那个班德亚，那个我觉得这是一个很重要的一句话。
为什么？
因为我想向长老演示一下，就是有一种可能性。
啊，你说
啊，班德亚稍微。当然是我只是说一种可能性，我并没有什么那个经典依据了。
啊，你们是怎么想起这件事？就是你们去那个。
之前我听说，我听马新德宗有说过，就是那个米西达纳使用方法跟那个坐步是不一样的。
哦。
所以呢。
然后他怎么和你说？然后他怎么和你说坐句使用方法？
他并没有跟我讲米西达纳具体应该怎么用，但是因为我看了这个如皮匠般拉开坐句以后，我就有一个想法。就是说，他为什么说如皮匠般？说如果说你过大以后，他说佛陀说你为什么把膝盖露到外边？说如皮匠般四面拉开。他为什么特意的说皮匠？就是这个尺寸是佛陀出制的尺寸。我大概量了，就是1.2×90。这是佛陀出制的尺寸。然后呢，当时的那个场景呢，
是那个这个巨兽这个乌冈的，他坐在这个坐具上，坐、
啊、
对，坐在这个坐具上。
啊，
就是我先说一下，就是正常，比如说我是一个正常身材的比库，
啊，
那佛陀制的这个初制的这个呢，正常身材就够了。
啊，
如果正常身材都不够的话，那就不会出现这种事。
对对对。
好，那正常的比库呢，坐在这儿，正常比库坐在这儿，我会发现佛陀制这个太大了。
啊，
我们现在这么着已经足够变了。
啊。
这么大的、
啊、
这么大的坐具已经足够，就是让我的腿不着地面了。
啊，
但是佛陀制的要比这个要大很多，所以呢，我就猜测是这样的观点的。
啊，
佛陀制定的这个尺寸刚好。
啊，
是这样的。
啊，
然后呢，因为那个巨兽呢，它。
我大姨那个他比较大，所以说呢，他不够，所以他必须把这完全张开，然后佛陀就开始问他。
等会儿啊，他是对，他是成这样的，他为什么要四面拉开呢？
因为他不能折起来，是不是？就这么。
因为他，你看啊，
他不能，我知道他不能折起来，我知道你的意思。
轻松就掉了。为什么说如皮匠般呢？
啊，
我猜测印度的皮匠他是坐在皮子上面的。
啊，
而皮子是很硬的，皮子无法折叠，所以坐在皮子上的人一定要摊开了坐。
啊，
然后所以佛陀说如皮匠般。
啊，
所以说巨兽乌达依当时是在这种情况下面对佛陀，佛陀说你为什么像这么摊着坐呢？像皮匠一样。我拉不上来，我拽拽拽，我还是拉不上来。你看一拉上就掉，它不够翻。然后佛陀说，那你可以坐大一点，坐大一点的结果就是你可以把它，翻上来。因为我想，2.4米的尺寸
就是普通坐具，就一开始佛陀制定那个尺寸，
最开始是1.2米，是这个尺寸。
啊，
为了乌达姨，他佛陀说可以做2.4米。
啊，
我们可以想象，2.4米的尺寸，任何人都用不了那么大的尺寸，只是因为了膝盖不着地。
我明白你的意思了。但是我不这么认为，但是我可以帮你问。
哎、
OK。So he's telling that even in the original allowance, the Lord blessed that this is Nisidana, the size of Nisidana is very big. It's around 1.2 meters. I mean, in length like that. He's telling that for this set, even if a very fat monk, he can set on the Nisidana without letting his knees touching the ground. So he's telling that. So actually, what he thinks is that in Lord Buddha's time, actually they at the very beginning they were the Nisidana like this.
就是这个尺寸，是这个尺寸，我现在的这个尺寸，就是佛陀大概是初制的时候那个尺寸。
啊
啊，就这个尺寸。
He said in the very beginning, this Nisida is like this big.He said actually the monks they wear Nisida like this. He said.
因为这是1.2×90嘛，就是按那个2×2×1.5米，你看这一块砖是40，刚好那么大。
嗯，
然后这个差不多刚好90。
啊。And then the monks they have to wear like this. I mean, so then how Venerable Buddha, because he's very fat, he cannot wear like this. So therefore he stretched all the corners and spread all the corners and sit like that. And then Lord Buddha started blaming him.
Because now Venerable Buddha, he want to pay respect to the Buddha. No? He do not want to sit in front of him meditating and cover his legs like that. He want just to sit. Okay. This is actually something cloth to sit upon, not to cover yourself. Not it is because usually you don't cover yourself with Nisidana. So that is not the purpose of Nisidana, to cover yourself. Okay. It is the original allowance was for that. Okay, as I told you that the monks have to sit and they have to protect the lodging by sitting, not to spoil it, and to protect the robes. Okay, not to cover the robes, not to cover the body. That was the reason. And the original story and so forth, this Udai, he went to pay respect to the Buddha. Even then, he could not sit probably in front of the Buddha because his legs were coming out of the Nisida. So that was too small for him to sit. So therefore, this kind of version, what he showed, it is actually, we never use Nisidana like that. No monk uses Nisidana like that to cover his thick like that. No, he's not. This practice was, I've never come across this practice. Even commanders never tell us what you have to use Nisida to cover your thicks, to cover by sitting in Pariyanga, in lotus posture. That was another reason. So therefore, the main thing now, the way we sit Nisida and Nisida, now if you go, for example, it is simple sitting, for simple sitting. Even if you go for meditation, actually this is it be small Nisidana. It is small. So then if it is one span from the right, one span from the left, you actually sit completely. You can stretch your knees also without touching the ground. So the main thing is your knees do not touch the ground so that your rope gets spoiled with dust and dirt from the ground. So to protect your rope, you use Nisidana. That is the reason, not to cover yourself.
他首先讲就是坐骑用途不是用来包裹你的脚踝也不是用来包裹你的身体但是他首先是愿那个坐骑坐椅上面就是先现这样就是那个坐骑坐椅上面然后吴托伊那个然后他说那个吴托伊当时制定的是之所以出现那个坐骑坐骑不用的情况一个就是因为那个他可能不仅仅是坐在上面他当时好像在他想那个坐骑上李靖福然后李靖福头是很贵的比平时就平时一个面积要大一些
然后再到那个假如坐骑不稳然后那个第三点他要讲就是说其实你说这种使用坐骑方式就是不管在实践中他们有见到过然后在那个在律藏以及机器术书里边他没有找到任何就是支持你那种那个使用坐骑方法依据哦那我问一下张老师这个
OK you tell him not I actually Udaya did not go in front of the Buddha to cover his legs and sit it just make respect you could not sit you know
他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那个他说那
should this margin be double the layer or a single layer is enough?
We explained that those days about Nisidana, so it depends how you like to make it. Now today, nowadays they make it double layer because it is, if it is single, if it is thin, now here the cloths are very thin. And difficult to put them into water, no, like if you stretch it, they get folded. They become very folded like that. They don't get stretched. That's called. So that's why now they make it double so that it has some strength, no? Strength to stretch. If it is too soft cloth like yours, you see, it gets this kind of thing. That's called. It becomes folded, tuck tuck like bum. So it's difficult to stretch it. That is the reason why they put double. It has some strength to stretch.
So that means this double layer is optional. Is an option. 然后以这个原因就是做上层上，就是做上层上，就是不那个在比较大值，就需要困难了。So he's asking that for this kind of for this piece of cross, is it allowable for him to determine this as a
I have to check, it's too far.
But you're cutting it.
Did you also, did you make it or you got it from me or something?
Another Pandit make it for me.
Ah, he make it for you?
Yeah, for Prabhaja Adam.
Very professional, done. No?
If can I determine it, what can I determine?
See, no, because if you have cloth,
yeah,
it is more than stretching. So
yeah.
You can't determine this Nisidana because Nisidana have to bed.
因为我用这个东西做布，因为我想是这样的，张老师曾经说过，你这东西干什么用的，你决议成什么。实际上，这个做布的，这个用途跟张老刚才说的尼西达纳用途是完全一样的。为了防止垫在，第一是垫在屁股底下，第二呢是为了防止你这个身体把这生活中搞脏。
对，但是你注意点，张老已经讲过，就是只有你穿在身上的东西才是需要决议的，这个东西你并不是穿在身上的。
对，我只是想。就是说，那个实事非法里面，他这个是什么意思？
那他可能是已经决议的作物，就是他已经把这个决议作据了，然后他没将那边缘。
对，那就是说，如果他可以不决议，他为什么要决议？
那我不知道了。
所以我觉得是非法。
啊？
所以我觉得是非法。
就是说不决议是非法，是吧？
对，如果不决议是如法的话，他们不需要决议。
啊，
他们干嘛要惹这个麻烦？
可以帮你问。
他们直接就裁判部说这不是你家了，我直接做就完了。然后那个长老也不会裁决是非法，对吧？因为长老裁决非法，是因为那个他就是说你不能说搞坏布坐着说我就不是你家的，因为我没有三条边，我这是做布。
Kapatiya Dasaka Nisidana. So the ninth item proposed by the Vajjayan Bhikkhus. So he's asking that if a Nisidana without margin is not allowed, then why this kind of sitting cross we are using today is allowed without edge like that?
Which cloth is allowed?
This sitting cross.
This
kind of sitting cross.
这是布的，您说的。
I don't know what you do. If you do according to the Vinaya measurements, according to the Vinaya standards, you have to put an edge around, a border around. This is how Nisidana is to be done. Okay. So
I don't know how they do it. I can't check every Nisidana, okay, his Nisidana, the other Nisidana, the other Nisidana. I can't check all these things, how monks do.
Okay, so it's actually not Nisidana.
I don't know. I can't see. What is this? I can't see the materials. Because what is this now? He wants to verify this. How is it done?
Yes, yes,
yes, close.
Yes, yes,
close.
Yes, yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes. Usually, Nisidana, if you go make it real Nisidana, you have to make according to Vinaya Sadhana.
Yes, yes.
So then, this is not Nisidana, you can't determine it like Nisidana.
Oh. Turn, you're not Zhou Ju.
那我的问题就是说，如果我是如坐具般使用它，我如坐具般使用它是什么呢？就是说，
就是你那坐具怎么用，这个也怎么用。
对，实际上我就是这么用的，
对
吧？
对对对对。
那我如果这么用的话，是不是像八七比库这样属于非法？
嗯，那so he's telling that other for him that this piece of clock is not easy then. But the way he uses it is exactly the same as he uses Nisidana. So he's asking that then if the behavior that Vajin Bhikkhu is allowed, is not allowed, then why his behavior is allowed? This is the question.
Now, Vajin Buddhas, he actually explained about Nisidana, no?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
What is the complication? Like, you see, Nisidana is to be done.
Yes,
okay,
yes,
certain measurements. Okay,
yes, yes, yes.
And then you have to put border.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, at least three sides. Okay. So then it have to be done like that. Okay, this Nisidana. Okay, Vajin Buddha said you don't need to put these things. Finish. You can play it on the main part. So and then this is against the Vinaya rule. The Buddha put you have to put. Okay. So then. According to that and so forth, they are all wrong. Wrong, what they tell. So, and then, if one wants to make correct, to make it correct, one has to make according to the Vinaya rules, to make it
yes,
border.
Yes.
Okay, that
yes.
is that is the thing now. What is wrong?
So his question is actually like, if this Vajin Bhikkhus, if they know that, if they don't determine this piece of cloth as their Nisidana, still they can use it for sitting. Still they can use it for the, even if they don't determine this piece of cloth.
You can't use because undetermined cloths become Nisangyapachita after 10 days.
Uh-huh.
After 10 days become Nisangyapachita. So they become Nisangya, they have to forfeit it. Anytime you use this cloth, becomes Dukkata.
This piece of cloth is not used to cover his body like that.
To cover the body?
To wear on his body, this piece of cloth, you mean.
What piece of cloth? Now you're speaking once. This is Vajin Buddha said about Nisidana.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Now you're talking about covering the body. What is the...
No, before you told us that for some kind of cloth, like wiping cloth, you don't have to determine.
No, a big cloth, okay, yeah, you have not determined because you use for the floor, no? You don't use for the body, then.
And so this bed sheet, you don't have to determine.
Bed sheet, if it is for the lodging, you don't have to determine. But if it's your private, you have to determine.
Oh, okay.
Pachadarana.
Okay.
So then, Nisidana, it is for your private use, you have to determine it. But it's for common use, for example, it's called, there is no, you don't need to determine it. Common use.
Okay.
You just use it 5-10 minutes and you give it back. So any other way, person can use it. Again, you have Nisidana, for example, for the lodging, for your putti. Already some putti puts Nisidana for common use. You don't need to determine it. It's not your own.
Okay.
It is like for common use.
Okay.
So, but if you have your own, you have to know how to make it and how to determine it. If you don't determine it, it becomes Nisangyapachita. Another thing, if Nisidana is not not according to Vinaya standards, even if you make Aditana, it does not stay. The Aditana does not stay.
Okay.
I call it does not stay. It's not valid. I call it. Then, after 10 days, it becomes Nisangyapachita. These are the Vinaya procedures.
So, 然后他说是这样，他说如果那个就说这个坐具这个东西呢，就是不管是那个是，就是坐具还是坐布，但我这种坐布不算，因为我这根本就不叫根本就不是布。他说他是那个如果就是如果是你这东西是布制的， 然后你这东西如果不是那个是属于你固定的作品，如果你固定作品，你也是固定的，不需要作品，在你固定里边用。如果是你私人作品的话，然后你是需要给他借一个作品。那个你是需要给他借一个作品的。然后如果你把它借一个作品，如果你把它借一个作品的时候，你的那个作曲形式与戒律所说的不符的话，那是首先你会犯一个八戒戒，然后你那个决议也是无效的，然后决议是无效的话，然后就是说决议因为是无效的，所以说这块步对你来说还是一个多余的步，
对，
多余的步，然后实现之后会犯那个你三七八戒戒，
对，
然后对，然后你要问什么？
然后我要问的是，那就是这样的。因为之前我们那个学的是说，在法政那边就是这个会被举一种杂音部，那正好有说过这个不能举一种杂音部。那好，那按我对刚才正好讲的理解，就是说这个东西呢，你不能不决议，你不决议，它十天就成了你上下八级了。
对，
那你一定要决议，那它根据用途，你只能决议为尼西的了。
对，但你这个不符合尼西的形式。
对。你又不符合尼西单的形式，所以我作为笔库来讲，这个是我，假如说这是我个人的东西
啊，
那这个东西我就必须做成有三条边的，我要不做成有三条边的，我这么铺在地上做是不恰当的。
那我给你确认一下。So he's telling that if what you said is true, then if he becomes a biku, if he becomes a biku and he wants to use this piece of cross as a city cross, then he has to make it, he has to redesign this city cross as like this according to the winner procedure. And if not, he cannot use it. Is that true?
Yes, of course. Like you say, now, I'm telling you now, our ropes also, these ropes have to be cut in certain standards, not Vinaya standards. How to cut, how to do this. Alright. If you don't cut like that, you make termination is not valid. Alright. So in the same way, this Nisitana, you must know how to cut it. How to make it. If you don't make like that, Aditana is not valid. Like you say, now, our ropes are like that. Our ropes, you have like that, you have to make the border, okay? You have to cut it like that, and like that, I don't know, something like that. The signs, certain designs, how you have to cut the rope, okay? So you have to make a border on your rope. You don't make according to the standards, you make a titana, it's not valid. And that Sivara becomes Nisakya Bajite. The same way, this Nisidana, you have to make a border, according to the standards, you have to know how to cut it, how to do it. Then you make a determination, it's valid. You don't make according to the Vinaya standards, it's not valid.
然后他说不光是作曲这样，就是作曲，你如果你不是按照这种如法形式那个去割解的话，这个决议是无效。然后袈裟也是一样，袈裟如果不是按照那个如规定方式进行割解的话，你那袈裟对袈裟决议也是无效的。然后决议之后，那袈裟对你来说还是多余的，然后十天之后会变成你想下个级别。
Now ropes are more complicated. Now, you see, because now ropes should have jangeya, this kind of jangeya and giveya. Okay, all parts. There are many parts of the rope which will be handled. Small pieces for the, for example, here. The ropes are ropes have like that. Here, there is a kind of other cloth. Okay, to protect from the knees. You don't put this, Aditana is not valid. Therefore, now you have to make every part should be complete for the rope to make a kapa bindu to determine it. As called. Otherwise, the Aditana is not valid.
And also this Gandipasa.
Gandipasa, everything should be the rope should be complete. As called. If it is not complete, you make Aditana. You can't make Aditana. And then it becomes Nisargabhaji. The same now, Nisidana.
然后他说呢，这个就是对袈裟来说，这个问题不仅仅是割解这么简单。对袈裟来说，你知道还需要两个东西，一个是上条，一个是下条，然后还有那个上条就是那个上面那个保护条，下条是下面那个保护条，然后就是那个圈和那个脚绳，然后这些东西都不能缺这些东西，那个就绝对不无效的。然后那个就是那个做了这些东西之后，然后还需要那个适当的染色，然后加宽度，然后还有那个点定，然后这些东西要是缺的话，人那个决议也是无效的。
那班都需不需要？
啊？
班都必须吗？
我再帮你确认一下。So he's asking, is pandu necessary for a rope?
Yeah, because you have to dye it, you know, this cassava, to make cassava. Now these ropes are called cassava chivaras. Why cassava chivaras? Because they are dyed with cassava. What is cassava? It's not like this artificial dyes. It is natural dyes. That when you get, it's called boil this kind of bark or leaves and so forth, you get like decoction like that. Cassavas are called like kasaya also, like kasaya. It's like you make that decoction, you put water, 8 portions of water, and you take one. Okay, to boil it so that the water will evaporate, you will take one concentrated thing. This is called cassava, cassava dye. This has to be done by monks, by natural dyes. Then in order to make the Europe cassava, which is proper for samanas, you have to dye it with natural dye.
他说这个是必须的，因为那个就是根据绿象对坏色那个定义，然后你只有使用那种东西，然后拿八份水煮，然后把煮成一份，然后煮成那个很浓稠的东西，然后那个然后用那个东西染，然后才能做成绿象所要求的坏色。
哦，就绿象是坏色是这个意思。
对。
哦，所以他们这儿给它煮浓缩了，也是玉藏里边写的，就是八份水煮一份，这边就是。
对对对。
哦。
然后具体他们是八份一份，我没看。
反正
是很粘稠的，
对
是
对。
那班主任，我就想问一下，就是说有些比库呢持这样一种观点，就是他说，我不把这个坐具啊做成三条边，我就做成这样，因为我做成这样的呢，它就不是你其他的。我就不要决议成一起打的，我就决议成杂用部，这样我就可以很
方便。决议成杂用部，他这种观点，他以前已经
对对对，我是想就是说问一下，然后就是说比库这种观点，就是说我不做成三条边，我就做成这样，然后决议个杂用部，然后我就可以随意使用，因为你西达纳只有一条，你要像我这样，然后决议条你就可以有很多条，
对，
这是其中原因之一。就是说我想问一下张老，就是这种观点是不是错误的？
几年说过了，咱用不是就那个他一二三四还强调，就只是那个绿水囊和那个波袋，他然后他基本上说这那几个作用，然后他都不让别的什么加沙什么，他都不让结余咱用不。
那那个加沙的话，那个是不是一定要五条以上？
啊，
五条以上。
So he's asking about this strips here. Strips. He's asking that the minimum number of this strip must be 5 something.
Yeah, 5.
It's 最少是五。
那上次
不
有
裁
的，
不裁
成四条。
So he's telling that the rope you're doing has only 4 strips.
4 strips?
Yes.
After cutting it?
Yes.
Did you measure it? Did you see this?
嗯，就是你看到我确实是四条。
嗯。他把其中的一条全部给你掉，就所以就造成那个尺
寸。
哎，你们这。He said, "Well, cutting that rope, one strip is removed."
哎。
He said, "Well, this rope is being cut, one strip got removed." So now there are only 4 strips.
But is another small strip? Small between 2 stitches. You can check.
那个班内
，between two stitches,
是这样的，他的加沙是像我这样的，就是说缅甸上一条宽一条窄，一条宽一条窄，
啊，
宽窄加在一起呢是9条，
啊，
他现在裁完一条，连窄的一起是算8条，是吧？他把这宽的裁走了，实际上这窄的还有，加上这个窄的还有8条，
啊，
就是说这个窄的如果也算是一条的话，那就是够了，
啊。
So
he's telling that there are big stripes and small stripes.Some are big, some are small. So here, this strips. Some are this big, some are very small. So he's telling that. So there are 4 big strips and 4 small strips. Is that okay? Enough?
No, these are not counted. No, these are the joints, the joining parts. You don't have two. But now his rope, because we make it like that. No, one stitch here, another stitch here. But it's small area. Then between 2 stitches, between 2 joints, there's space now. Still, this can be regarded one section.
Oh, okay. 他说你
这条是不算的，是吗？
No, this is not regarded.
然后那个他说你那样，他说你就你加上最后那部分不是有一个就是缝了两次的地方，他说那个地方也可以那个就是算一条，你把那条加上就是一条。
那条他正好是相当于他是这样做的，
跟
说就是。他这条不是
你说明 Europe 会
说你不你这样
这样这样
这样这样这样这样
这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这
样这样这样这
样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样把这条边给它扎上去了，所以你要说这条边是一条小的，它只是一个。
不是，它是缝两下，它给你缝两道，这缝着这缝一道，然后这往这，它又给你缝了一道，这样的话就变成一个条了，它是这个意思。
它是把它扎起来的。
对，这是它说它这是
缝两道是下面的。
不是，它说扎是扎两道，我那天也看到。你没说它这扎了一道，然后再往上它又给你。
扎两道是。密的酱菜，那算了。
算了，他说算了，先让算成小的，但是
OK 了。OK。
之前你那个就是外头那个双层的那个。
不是外头双层那个，他跟外头双层他那个不一样，你看下来你看也知道，他那个他那部分其他人没有，只有他才有那个。
对。
So he's asking that for this mission, why are there only three edges, not four edges?
Because now you see this side, no? You put the paddock, okay? This side, okay? And if you see, actually the legs will go this side, okay? So the legs will go that side. So, and in front of the what you can see a little bit that side like that.
It's going to the front. So therefore there's another edge in the front.
The ropes.
The ropes.
Then you can see a little bit front like that. Uh-huh. Because if you do the edge and so what, you might touch the ground. Mm. Therefore, it is good enough. Uh-huh. You don't have four. Uh-huh. You don't need to have four.
Uh-huh.
It is a, as called, you make it economical.
Uh-huh.他说：“就是不需要现在吧。”他说：“因为你比方说你坐着，然后你屁股那个位置，他那个加上是不会往前长，然后是你的腿会挂两个侧边是，所以是这两个侧边一边一条边。然后你坐的时候，你有时候可能会往前坐，或者说本来你坐的时候，你加上可能在前面堆上一边，所以前面又加一条边。但后面那条边是没有必要，所以说从经济角度，你应该那个只应该三条边。”
Well, you see it like that, no?
Mm.
Now from this area, you don't need much.
Mm.
But here is the problem, no?
Mm.
Here the knees are the problem.
Mm.
You need something. Mm. But you can sit a little bit in front.
Mm.
So therefore now, from the back, you don't need to have this kind of thing.
Mm. Yeah.
It's not necessary.
他说非常前面那条边你可以一边你要是往前面深深你靠一靠的话，是可以前面那边就有。什么？
多加几个绳
啊？
然后位置有
要求。So he's asking that is it allowed to put more than one loops on the rope?
More than loops?
More than one loops.
What reason? I don't
know. 他知道。你为什么
加？我为什么都不摸到？
他你为什么加多加几个？
比如说一个是上下颠倒弯方便。
这本来就两个，就有两个，我现在就是两个，就是上面一个下面一个。
我这就一个，
就一个。
那个或者是比如说穿的时候，比如我加中间的，我可以随便加个绳套，然后就好，然后不掉。
加绳套为什么会不掉呢？
比如说我。我到这个地方，我经常穿。
啊。
我在这里有绳套，我在这个地方有绳套。
啊。
这个，大部分我一系，它就不要了。
嗯。 So he has two reasons. So one reason is that he wants to wear this robe upside down. Upside down. He wants to wear this robe upside down. Then he was one loop on in the upper side, and another loop in the lower side. This is one reason.
This is what we do actually. This is the both sides.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, here we, for example.
Yes, I
have. This side.
Yes, I also have.
Both sides.
他说，这个第一个问题就是说，那个是上下两个，一般的家还都是这样，我家都他家还都是上上面一个下面。So the second reason is that he wants to put a loop in the middle of the room. So he's telling that so when he wear this room, if he can put a loop here, and then put a string here, and then he can tie it. So when he wear this room, it will not fall like that.
It's not common as well, because usually, according to the Vinaya standards, this part is not included. So then, if you, for example, sweeping or like that, you can take your belt and put it from outside so that your rope does not fall because you're sweeping like that. But don't do this in public places. So then, this is, now monks should be as simple as possible. Now you see the simplicity is there. Try to be simplistic. Now in other Mahayana centers, you put different buttons also. Put buttons also.
Okay.
So, strips also, strips. Yeah. Zip, you can put a zip. So these things are not it's called allowable according to Vinaya. There are no any evidence from Vinaya Pitaka that you should do that. You can do that.
然后他说你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个你这个
Thank you.
Na si sa. Shoot. Guys, just na si sa. Part la kam. Antla da. Kami sa mi di si ka. Na si sa. Part la kam. Antla da. Kami si di sa mi di si.
Kenyarat, tel tel.
Nasi sa bajrakam, andragari, kami samiti sikagari, nasi sa bajrakam.
Pachalaga, ah, is lo.
Pachalakam, andragari, siti samiti sikagari.
Very good. Okay.
Na si sa pa chalika.
Chalaka. Cha is low.
Chalaka. Pa chalika. Kami sa mi ki si ka kariya. Na si sa pa chalika.
Pa chalaka.
Chalaka.
Indra, you can write.
Chalaka,
空那个那个拉克卡都是 loop。
哦，后两个都是 loop。
因为它前面有个长音。
哦，长一般长音后面的两个 A 都是 loop。
就是一个长音和短音，一个短音放在一起的话，这个短音是肯定要的。你可以随便举例子，你随便找地方练习，对，比方说随便举，时间那个词卡，然后还很多词。
啊，然后呢，就是说，如果那个长音后边是两个短音的话，那两个就是说，就第二段是有可能的，有可能。
第二个我就不敢说，但第一个百分之百。
第二个百分之百。
对。对
对
对，然后我刚说那个一个长音一个短音情况是两个就中间没有出现那个双辅音，他说是双辅音的应当别的双辅音我不敢说，但是就普通的那种情况。
Correct. Check.
Tom.
Eh?
Tom. Tom.
Is that?
Yeah.
Oh, you can put. Come. Dot above, dot below, no, no.
No, open. Oh, right.
Both used. Both correct.
Okay.
This way, that way. Sisa means? What means Sisa?
That.
Like that. Music, making. Now we have to get up, everybody, and show the ropes now.
大家站。